Thank you for calling the Deborah Povera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel. My name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me 1 second to load up the intake. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, were you looking to file on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a family member?
Myself.
Okay. So you were the one diagnosed with meningioma then after taking Deborah Povera
yes.
for Oh, very sorry to learn
yes.
that. Now, was yep. this meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was the spine up to the brain. I had major surgery in 2012.
So just to confirm, you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what state do you reside in?
I reside in Illinois.
Illinois. Oh, it's probably cold there right now this time of year.
Yes, but you know what? We just got snow yesterday for the first time. So that's a good thing. But it's cold, but it's not as cold like you would think. I lived in Michigan before. It's colder in Michigan. Oh. But Illinois right now, it's not that bad. Amen.
Oh, good, good. And so then just to confirm here, you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Illinois, correct?
Correct, correct.
And now, roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I'm going to say March of 2012.
Okay, March of 2012. Let me put that there. And then do you know anybody else that took Depo that ended up getting meningioma like you or not really?
No, not really. My sister, I don't think she did Depo. She did. She never got sick like me.
Okay.
She never got crippled or anything like that, so no.
And then just to confirm here, you were using the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic version, for at least 1 year and 4 shots before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
I would say yes, but the doctors gave it to me. So I don't know if it was a main hospital, and it wasn't like no clinic or nothing. It was a main hospital
that
my children were born in.
Real quick then, around what year did you start using the Depo?
I'm going to say my first child was born in 1993, December, and after that, 1994, I'm going to say January, because I got a shot like maybe a month after that. You know, your first appointment, you go get the shot. So probably February of 1994.
Okay. So February of 1994. And then when did you stop using it?
I'm going to say I stopped using it. I had 2 more children, but I was using it and then I stopped. So I used it for 4 years. Then I had another child. And then I got on the Depo right after I had him. So I'm going to say I used the Depo for about 8 years. And it's my last child was born in 2002, and I used it after her.
Okay. So so maybe.
And I think I used it about 3-4 years after her. I think I used about 3-4 years after her.
Oh, okay.
I was getting older.
So 2005 then, around there, ballpark.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Perfect, thank you. And then let me load up the next section real quick.
Okay.
And now, will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I am a female.
Thank you. And I have you as B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara. And then what is your last name?
My last name is White, W-H-I-T-E.
Thank you. And then what would be the best email address for you?
My best email is B, as in Barbara, but it's just B, Wyndham, W-I-N, as in Nancy, D as in dog, O as in octopus, M as in Mary, and then my last name, White, W-H-I-T-E, at gmail.com.
Okay. And then this is your cell phone, is it? 815-582-7490?
74. Yes, that's my cell phone.
And what is your present mailing address?
My present mailing address is 1360 Copperfield Avenue, apartment 1C as in cat. And I live in the city of Joliet, J-O-L-I-E-T, Illinois. That's the city where I was diagnosed to. So,
okay.
So and they have all the information.
And
the
we'll
60432. Right? Yes, and the 60432.
Alrighty. Now, I know you said you were getting the injection administered by the doctor. Do you remember their name?
I don't remember the name, but I remember the hospital.
Okay,
my children was born at Spectrum Health. The hospital was Spectrum Health Blodgett. The hospital was called Blodgett Spectrum Health in East Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where I was born, and that's when I started having my kids in Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's the Corewell Health Grand Rapids Hospital, Blodgett Hospital is what it's been renamed to?
Yep. Okay. Yep, yep.
Perfect. Let me put that there. And then I have the address, so let me type it up here. Bear with me. I'm not the fastest typer.
Oh, take your time. I'm not in a hurry.
And I know you said you don't recall the doctor's name, so let me put...
No. I just know I had a woman doctor, but I don't remember her name. And I had her for two of my births, so, you know, I would go to her or the doctor's office there to get that, but...
And then about how many times were you injected with the Depo? I know you said you took it about 8 years. Most of the time people take it 4 times a year. So maybe you took it like around 32 times. Does that sound fairly accurate?
Yes. It was every 3 months after my pregnancies.
Perfect. So 32 times and you took it. Now, when you were diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain, was it a CT scan or MRI or both?
I did an MRI. I was crippled, and I didn't know why I couldn't get up.
Oh,
and then
no.
That's when my husband, because I had gotten married, and it was our first year of marriage, and I didn't know what it was. And so he took me to emergency, and that's when they got the MRI done.
Okay.
I've had a lot of MRI throughout the years. I still get them every now and then.
Well, let me.
I get them done every.
And that's good that they keep checking up on you. That's good to make sure they can identify anything else that might pop up. But the facility that diagnosed you, what was that facility?
The facility was let me see. I had a doctor. It was Rush Copley Medical Center. Rush Copley. He is in Joliet, but Aurora, there you go.
Okay.
Rush Copley Hospital is the one who diagnosed me and they gave me my surgery.
And what was that doctor's name? Your neurosurgeon?
I wanna say Dr. Sani. I remember Sani, S-A-N-I. That's all I remember.
Perfect.
Was kind of out of it. Well,
that's good.
Stuff, but.
Yeah. Let me put, I'm looking him up. Sefer Sani. There he is.
That sound like him.
Yeah, neurosurgeon. Perfect. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I found him online. So let me just plug him in here. But that was very helpful that you at least had his last name.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember him because he was my miracle doctor at the moment, at that time.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to be whole again. And then that's just the name that I'll always remember, Dr. Sani. He made
Good.
Me whole again.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. He was the one that treated you. What kind of treatments did he give you?
He gave me, I know I had to have several surgeries, and I had to do therapy. I had to walk all over again. I just know that I had a major surgery.
Okay. Let me put that.
And that was
there.
In like May 2012, because I was crippled for like a month, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. So, and I stayed in the house for a month and not knowing what was going on with me. And that's when the doctor who really diagnosed me was Dr. Is the doctor I had. It was just another doctor. What's his name? Dr. Nicardi. It's a doctor in Joliet named Nicardi. He's the one who told me, you need to get her to the hospital right away. Well, she's not going to make it.
Well, let me put, spell out Nicardi.
Yes, Dr. I want to say Nicardi. He's on Weber Road in Joliet, Illinois. I don't know if his office is still there, though. But he was a very...
No, can you spell out the name, please?
Nicardi. N-A-R-K-A-R-D-I. Something like that.
Okay. Not in V, Nicardi. I see him. Okay.
That might be him. He's, okay. He's like an Arab type man.
Yeah, I see
black
him here.
Hair. He's
yep,
an older looking man.
That's him, yeah. Perfect.
Yep. He's the one who diagnosed me.
Okay.
And then that's when he told me to go to Rush Copley.
And that he was at the center. Okay. Okay. I see. So let me switch this here to his info. Because he's on Crest Hill, actually, on Weber Road.
There you go. Yes, okay. There you go. I knew it was something. I knew it was Weber Road. I just didn't know it was Crest Hill, but yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me put, and then his phone number, and he's a different neurologist, so let me put that there.
Mm-hmm.
And just to confirm, you didn't have any cancer diagnoses prior to your meningioma diagnosis, correct?
No, it ended up being benign. That's what they said, benign.
And hold on one second, because I'm going to the doctor over here that I got to put in the one that gave you the shots. It's asking me for the info again, so I just want to put that in. Bear with me a few moments. What took you from Michigan to Illinois then?
My daughter's father lived in Joliet, and we had separated, but I went to co-parent because it was my first daughter, and so I ended up moving from Michigan. And I wanted to change anyway. You know, I've been there all my life. Yes. So I ended up moving to Joliet, Illinois to the co-parent because he was from Joliet. And then I got married a year later, and that's when I got my tumor.
Okay. And real quick, this question just asks if either yourself or the medical facility or the hospital would be able to provide medical records electronically. Is that the case? Yes?
Yes. If I need to sign something through you guys, yes.
Yeah, it'll be a HIPAA compliance that you sign. So we're just about done here. Should we put your husband as your emergency contact?
Oh, no. He passed away 6 months ago.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, he passed
with
failure.
Well,
so
normally...
So it's just me.
Okay, because normally
I got
we request...
I got a son.
Sure. Does he live with you or no?
No, he lives in California, but he knows all my... All,
okay.
With, you know,
what
he knew
is,
I had
his
to...
name?
His name is Cameron, Cameron, last name Wyndham, Win. D-O-M. Let me give you his phone number, okay?
Sure, okay. Where in California does he
live? He lives in Hayward.
Okay, cool. We're in California, but he's up north from us. And then what is his phone number?
His phone number is 510-415-0499.
Oh, yeah, he's all the way up north, but by Sacramento, right?
Yep. He go to Sheboygan. He go to he's in college, so he's doing very well. Praise of God.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. The last section here. Oh, I'm sorry. So when you were hospitalized, it wasn't for meningioma initially. They wanted to figure out what was wrong. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, correct.
Let me add that into the notes here. Okay, let me put that there. And then let me... Okay, so let me put that there. And then the last section should be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is May 31st, 1976.
Okay, and then the social?
My social security number is 3788480012.
Okay. And then here comes the hardest part. It's doing the quick e-signature. I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign. I won't be able to see. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed a question here. So just to confirm, you're widowed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. But yeah, that this should allow it to go through.
Okay.
It's spinning in my system, so it'll get to you in just a few moments. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you.
Okay, it says your name is Emmanuel Lazar. Okay, and I see it. It's right here. Came in. Review document. I pushed that. Okay, do you agree? Yes. Text messages. Continue. Okay, I'm looking at agree. I'm pushing the agree button. I'm continuing it. I see all the things that say depo, prevent, injection, the contract and all that, and consent, and all that.
Do you see a continue or a start button?
Yes, yes. I just pushed it, and it pushed the date 12/20/24, and then it said my signature, Barbara White. It says it's automatically put on there already.
Okay, good. Yeah, then you'll tap.
To the bottom of the initial. See, I already have DocuSign already established, so my signature is already popping up.
Oh, good. That makes it easier. And then you'll kind of just, there should be a finish button once you get to the end of it. And if it goes through, that means we didn't miss anything. If it doesn't, then that means we're missing something.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. I'm finishing.
Take your time. No rush here.
Okay. Copperfield Avenue, send my address and all that good stuff. I'm initialing it. Initial, Barbara White. Signature, Barbara White. I'm pushing it. I'm at the last part now where it says signature patient. I'm at the last part. Initial, Barbara White. Social Security. I got that. Okay, I'm pushing the last one.
Okay.
Bam. Now I'm finished. Should I push finish?
Yep, let's press finish, and if it goes through, we should be done with the DocuSign.
Okay. It's going through.
Yep, it shows completed, so you're all set for now. In about... a week or so, maybe a little bit longer because of the holiday coming up, some delays.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get a call from the firm directly. They'll introduce themselves, and then they're going to want to double check what I sent over to them, kind of just a quicker version of our call, but a more important call because they want to reconfirm everything and so that their system is good to go. So they'll reconfirm.
Understand.
They're speaking with Barbara that you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain. You know that you are currently in the state of Illinois. Does that all sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. But so you're set for now. Then weekend. You know, just around the corner. So have a nice, relaxing, and warm weekend, okay?
Thank you, Manuel. I appreciate your time and your patience with me. Oh. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You're super sweet. Bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye.